Say over a mice. What was the king? He built a big palace. Tower up Rosh Magia Shemaim, 100 big floors, like, you know, the Hishaya floors, and the greater floors. And he said that the person that gets to the top, the first one, the day that they open it, will get like a good matbea, you know, a good envelope with a lot of good zachens. Just in the morning, the day that they're opening the tower, 100, you know, big, good, starker guys, all ready to run up. They start to run. Says the first one that will get there in an hour, will get the money. Everyone is ready. 10 o'clock they open the door. An hour you have to get it till 11 o'clock, you get the money. He says even two get, three get. Everyone that gets it till 11 o'clock, the king says, will get the money. If you make it in an hour, you get the money. They open the door, and everyone starts to run up. It's the 10th floor, you know, you have something like that. 30 people just give up. It's not a nice place. Such big floors. Koch Nefesh, we'll never get there. So 70 people are there for the show. The carry gun running. It's another 10th floor. Another 10 people say, not the mice. Left with 60. So these people are left with 70 people, they're holding at the 30th floor, and then 30th floor. And another couple of people go down, they write down, they're running, they get to the 40th floor. Another 10 people say, listen, it's not the Maesedik, and it's left with 50 people. No, we're running. We get to the 50th floor, one guy gets up, Rabbi Isai, we're in the 50th floor, 40 minutes past. 40 minutes past, we're in the 50th floor. And you know, these are the 41st minutes. Now, every step, it's like picking up a stone. It's impossible to do it. 30 people go down, and 20 people decide, we're making it. They're running, you know, now they manage to climb. They get to the floor 60, 10 guys turn over and say, listen, that guy was right. It's not worth it to go up, it's not worth it. Left 60 floor, 10 people, and they started to run. They come to the 65th floor, not trying for it to move. All the guys say, listen, the king is such a rosh and mushkot, it's impossible to do it. When he gave it to do something, I'm sure he will give a lot of money. There's no way to get it on top of this thing in an hour. And 8 people go down, 2 people are left. They go another 3 floors, they're already crawling on their hands. It's not shy to walk, they just manage walking. And the guy turns over to his friend, listen, I'm stopping the stupid thing. No point, you know, another 10 minutes, the time is over. You're holding in 68. Well, what is the point? I'm not doing it. So the guy said, listen, I'm carrying on. I'm not giving up. The guy said, listen, I'm leaving. When you will get a heart attack, there will be no one to save you. I'm leaving now. Come down with me. Don't be stupid. There will be no one to help you there. No. Kid, the guy has left himself pushing, you know, man, he can't go on the steps. He gets to the 70th floor. There's only 5 minutes left. And he sees in front of him a big lift, elevator with a button. He presses the button. He goes in. After a minute, he comes out on the floor 100. And the guy is there giving him an envelope. Here, you got the present. So he breathes, takes the envelope. And the guy tells him, tell me the truth. You knew it was the elevator, right? You knew. And I didn't know. So why are you so stupid to run up? says, I knew if the king said, it has to be a way to do it. What is the Nimshi? What is the Nimshi? The Nimshal is, the Nimshal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells people to grow, to become Tamirei Chachamim. Sometimes it looks impossible. It looks impossible to do it. It looks impossible to do it. It's not shy to do it. If a person will know how much elevator Rav Chaim Kanievsky took, Rav Steinman, Rav Kiva Eiger, for sure you can't do it. A person thinks, and I will learn. It's very low. 10 blocks, 20 blocks, 50 blocks, 100 blocks. I'm ready, 18, 19, I'm 20. I'll do double. To me, to become a Talmid Chochem, there's no shaykh. I'll double myself and triple myself. It's not lemaisik. You're right. It's not lemaisik. On paper, it doesn't look no way that you can get upstairs there. But somewhere, there's an elevator that just finishes the rest. You just have to walk till the last minute. This is the etzem what a yeshiva bachur has to put inside himself. This elevator. Who knows? Chaim Kanievsky knows kol ha'tehillim kula. Chazanish. As you saw the sefer Chazanish. There's so much value in Chazanish. Rambam. Chutz, Rambam Frankel, for sure a lot of value. But even all Rambam Frankel, yeah? There's six Rambam, there are Pirush HaMishnayos. I'll call it Pirush HaMishnayos. Tshuva. Rambam was a big doctor. Rambam written, sorry. Rambam was all different places. And it was not like today. You know, you just, everything is computer-wise. Yeah, he written word by word. Try to copy Pirush HaMishnayos word by word with your hand. I think you will die before you finish to copy all the Torah from Rambam. Just copy everything that's printed from the Rambam. Rashba. Copy all the Rashba Rasha, with all the Tshuva Sa Rashba, the Avodah Sa Kodesh, with all the Zachar. You're never finished to do that. You have to know, in our days, in that days when you had to travel somewhere, it was a year traveling. If you had to went back, it's another year back. And by night, it's a little lamp, a candle, epic you could write. When you finished to write, you had to let the papers to dry, the ink. You couldn't just write like today, you know, one paper, tear the paper, another paper. So you got another day. When they did it. And they knew Kalatele Kula. And it was a Talmud Chochem. It was elevated. A person doesn't push because it doesn't look that he could get somewhere. But if a person would understand, and if a person would know how right he could get. You mentioned once, that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. The Sultan came to disturb him. The Sultan filled the place with water. Avraham Avinu is 130, 140. He's walking to the Akedah, old man. The place is slippery. He's walking into the water. It's up to his neck already. The water's up to his chin. Bo ma'im ad nefesh. And then the water disappeared. Avraham Avinu will give up a second before we will not have a Keres Yitzchak. This is the elevator. Some people gave up in Shmuel 50. Sometimes in 60. But you could make it. If it's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah, to know Kol HaTirei Kula, everyone could know Kol HaTirei Kula. The Shvach the Bocher, the schwachste Balkishe, the most nabnutzlach person in the world, he gets the elevator. People that Hashem think that they can, And floor 21 is the elevator waiting for them. For some people it's waiting in floor 10. But everyone has to work till then. Why I like this mushroom? See, this mushroom speaks to us very practical. Especially if you go in Beis Yishayah, yeah? You get used to it. You see a big place, it's very hard to get in. But in one elevator, it's very, very normal. I just went into the elevator and I'm on top. This can cash it. This can mod me. Glatt! Glatt! Versteht me! Sounds glatt! Sounds versteht me! This is the same thing in the Avodas Hashem. So we can't picture it. For sure you can't picture it. If you can picture it, it'll be normal chachma. So everyone, listen, you learn, then the elevator comes, so. So the guy asked him, you know it's the elevator or not? Hashem made it, and even though we know this, wow, we don't know what is that elevator. I'm telling you, I went sometimes in this elevator. And not every time it takes you to the top, you don't have these games, it only takes you the ladder, it takes you only a little bit up, yeah? Not the elevator every time. Sometimes the elevator just, you know, you, this step you can't anymore, so he helps you. I saw the chush. It's things that take me 5 hours to figure out. 5 hours. I know I need such a thing to figure out. Not less than 5 hours. I'm doing it for years, and I know such a sheer, such a union, I need 5 hours. And it comes to 5 hours that I put to myself. And I need to do different mitzvahs in that time. And I'm left with an hour. Hashem gives me siyata dishmaya. In that hour, I come out exactly the same. And if Alamal I will have that hour, I'll be today a very big Talmid Chacham. But Mishnah. Mishnah. Hashem Alamal. So I felt today, I like the shiur, you know, with Elam, it's a Himish Elam here. I had to say a shiur somewhere today. People came from America, I had to say a shiur. So I decided yesterday night, I will not be in yeshiva. I'll prepare, I'll have time to prepare. They prepare, you know, special tapi that they want, left in the salad, same. I went to a wedding, and I met this someone that I have to help, let's go to all the details, and all of my evening gets burned. It took like my night, I only could open the Gemara to prepare for the Basra. But Hashem sends me the Choshev Rav in America at my best. In California, he's the person Choshev in America today. He's one of the three things, the main person in America today. And I tell him my best, you know, I'm speaking at this nicest now. We're smoothly putting, I left him a message on the phone, I needed something else. And he tells me, oh, this noisa, I'll tell you, when I was a young man, I learned this noisa very sharp. When I finished to learn, then Rav Moshe, I could have got you to Rav Moshe. It was the younger, Rav Moshe was only in the 80s, the end of the 40s, 70s, but I called Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, I learned this Indian, Mamash's Indian, I want to come down to smooth to get. So, he went to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And when he spoke to Rav Moshe for an hour on all this noise, Rav Moshe gave like hundreds of new talking, told me over everything, yeah? I already had a whole shiur. Yesterday, Nishna Samina, but, you know, especially speaking to people in America, Americans, like Givaldi. So Hashem takes care. To get hold of these talking, with the oimik, with the chishbainas, to work myself, I need to work for hours. Every person Hashem takes care of. Some people are schwach to learn. Hashem helps them to get easier to learn. But everyone is like that. I want to tell you, the famous Meister, they say, the ultimate Kelim will say this Meister Alamo. Two Meisters. One Meister, the ultimate Kelim will say, there was a kid standing near his mother, called him Moshe. I don't know if the story exists or not, but the ultimate Kelim, I think the ultimate Kelim, it's over this Meister. A kid, Moshe, who was standing near his mother, his mother is very sick, his mother is going to be nister. Every second, he sees neshama. And he's crying. He just lost his father a week ago. And now he's going to lose his mother. His mother's asking him, why are you crying? He said, I don't understand, Ma. Why are you crying? We don't have no family. I'm a Ben Yochid. My father passed. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to say, Kel Malachim on you. Why are you asking me why I'm crying? The mother tells him, you know what is Kel Malachim? She told him, you remember, he was a little kid, you remember the Kiddush cup of your father? Kois Yain Malach, you remember that Kois? Your father moved his hand, he shaked it, he got wet. The Shbuch was Kel Malachim, you just shake it, it pours on you. He's Malachim! This is a Kiddush Boch. If a Kiddush Boch is Kayu Mole Rachamim, he loves every one of us. He wants the good of every one of us. If we don't see it, we don't have to have a suffix that he's Kayu Mole Rachamim. He's Mole Rachamim. He's Mole. He's just a touch. It spills over. Go to the cross. Put your hand at the different side. Touch it. It spills. Just connect yourself. It spills over. Person has to have such feeling. When he goes over to learning, when he goes over to see that the Shmaya to Atzlocha and learning, he approaches it as Vachakel Bolerachami. And he told me to learn. And he will help me to learn. And I for sure will grow. And there's nothing to stop me. And there's no way it will stop. A person can push. A person can get very light. Very light a person can get. Very, very light a person can get. But he has to push. He has to learn. No, my night is tired. The morning he's sick. The afternoon is stomach. And my night the cousin comes to visit. He doesn't go up and reminds this person that gets to the 50th floor and it is, you know, 65 dolphin, and instead of going up, he just, you know, he goes up and down on the floor, there's 66, up and down, yeah? It's stupid, just a bit more, up and down, up and down. It doesn't happen if you don't learn day and night. But don't think it's hard. So hakeil mole rachami. So hakeil mole rachami. Why is it a bit hard? This is the bit that he's asking. But he's mole, mole, mole rachamim. And the Alter Mikelem would finish with noch ha-maise. He would say, it was derech moshel. When he was in bed. He said that he was walking in the street, in the city, and he heard screaming and crying, like a very deep cry. So he decided he would follow the crying. And he followed, and he followed, and he followed till he came to the edge of the city, this nice palace. And he hears the crying is coming from the palace. He knocks on the door, but no one answers. So he walks in. It looks quiet. No one is here. But he hears the crying. And he walks, and he walks in the house, and there's no one there. So he comes to the last room, and from that room he hears the crying comes out. And he opens the door, and there's no one there. There's a closet, and from the closet he sees the crying coming out. And now the Mikhail is over with my level. And he opens the closet, and you know what he sees in the closet? He sees a talis. And the talis is crying. And he asks the talis, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And the talis tells him, because the owner of the house, he went for a trip for a couple of years. He took everything, his family, his money, everything he took with him. And me the talis, he left. He shows in business, it will not look so good if you will have a talis. So I'm so hurt. I'm not wanted. So I told the talis, like the Alter Mikelem, don't cry. Soon, in 120 years, when they take him down, he doesn't take no one with him. Levi Moisa Yikach. He will take you the talis. And he will not give up. He will want you to come with him to the caver. He will want only you to be with him. There upstairs, he will need you. Only you. So don't cry. You will be with him forever. For a short time, he left you. But he will need you, and he will want you to be with him. This is what a person has to know. All of this nourishment. Nothing is left. Nothing. I want to ask you a child, not very old, but not very young. All of you, when you were 12 or 13 years old, and you did some narishkeit, something is left. Most of you, the friends from 12 years old in the school, are left. You don't know that then you're so busy that there'll be friends of yours, yeah? After Giblin, Bata Mavutu! I'm telling you, everything what you see now, I'm telling you for myself, everything becomes Bata Mavutu. Get married, there's new friends, everything changes. And everyone that you invest now to be close to, you don't stay with. I'm only one guy. And believe me, that guy, you stay close to you if you're not investing in him anyway. So, what are you doing with yourself? So much time you're spending your time being in the matzah here, in the chevre here, in the chevre here, and full to there. Nothing is left of that. I just bought the mavutin. About a teira. You learn, what you study. This is what you will take with you. Person has to push weiter. Push ahead. And if a person pushes ahead, even though it's hard, you have to know the elevator is there. You see, after the Shemaya comes, Pitom you remember. Pitom you remember. I tell you, it's so nice. Sometimes the elevator just gives you one floor, a break. And I'm telling you, it's such a nice feeling when you zeicha to go to this elevator. The chazay is this. And I'm telling you, it's not far. It's not when you go to a very high madrega, you see it. Just everyone says, why? I never saw it even once. Because you're the type that you stop every time on floor 68. So you maybe stop at 69. And a half. 70 is exactly the more you can. 70 is not enough more. After that is not enough more. Hashem can. There the elevator comes. But no. You have a shmuda know someone. Someone has a shmuda. Who's that day? Has to sleep in. Goes to eat out. Everything is lost. If you teach, that is the same as the other.